I was going to be pregnant in a week, and I was really looking forward to it. I had Mufid when I was 23. Most people complain about pregnancy. I used to love it. I love feeling a baby move inside me. It's been almost a year since Chris died. I never thought I was going to be pregnant again after Chris was gone, but here I am getting ready for my second pregnancy.
Jacket off, and I can take that for you.
Yes.
Let me hold your handbag.
Yeah, it is a little hot in here.
I know, you want to be cool and comfortable. Here you go. So, what about the contract?
Oh, I just got it in the mail yesterday.
That's great. Why don't you come on in and have a seat, make yourself comfortable. Can I get you something to drink?
Just a little bit of water would be great.
Okay, let me get that for you. I'll be right back. Cindy, your husband called me last week after we had talked.
Oh, that's right.
He's a very nice man. He was telling me how important it is that both of you have a child.
We are so glad we found you. You know, he's such a workaholic. You know, having this baby, it'll let us settle down and just relax, have a more normal life. You know, we're really looking forward to this. You cannot imagine how much.
That's great.
You have all the material things, but just not the real family, and family is important.
Right. Having a child in your life definitely sets a new meaning or a perspective, and you think a lot of different things.
And we're going to be taking this little being and making it into a person and teaching it.
Beautiful.
Thank you. So can I join in the line too and borrow your dust for a day? What's that?
What?
There's inscriptions over there.
Oh, those. That's a dua, a prayer to Allah.
I didn't know you were a Muslim.
Oh, can you excuse me for a minute? That's my son, Mufid.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Jason, I'm over there right now. I think we need to think about this a little more. I can't really talk, but when we get home tonight, you know, let's think this up over one more time. I'll talk to you later. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Here's my little one.
Nina, I gotta run.
What about the contract?
Jason found a legal snag in one of the clauses. I'm gonna have to get back to you.
Cindy.
You really don't want to go ahead with this anymore, do you?
You know, Nina, we've spent a lot of time together over the last few weeks, and I really wanted you to bear my child.
And what, may I ask, is causing you to change your mind?
I know it's going to sound ridiculous, but I'm going to be unable to bring a child into this world under the shades of a religion that I don't understand. And to be perfectly honest, I'm surprised at how I'm feeling. And I don't think I've told you, I was there. I saw the people in a bloody heap on the pavement. I saw it all. I saw all those atrocities, and I will never forget it. I will never be the same person again. And you know, Nina, I'm not a racist. I have a lot of friends that are Muslims. But it's a completely different matter having a child being born by a Muslim. I just feel that these people who committed these horrendous acts, to have them give a gift of life to me, that's...
Cindy, you were there. But do you know what? I wasn't there. I didn't cause those atrocities. Just because I shared their religion doesn't mean I'm one of them. Do you want to know who was there? Did I ever mention my husband to you? He was there. He worked there. He didn't come back that evening, the next evening, or any other evening. It was a long, anxious wait, and I was consumed with anguish. First, he was one of the missing people. Then, he was one of those presumed dead. And then the realization sank in. Say they couldn't carry a baby for 9 months and then give it away. I thought, if everybody said that, then who would do this? I could do this for someone. I could make a difference in someone's life by helping them bring a miracle into this world. ¶¶